Wow, wow, wow. I'm not mad at you at all for your reaction. Of course you would be devastated. Your husband betrayed you, your husband of 19 years. And you have every right to be as angry as you want to be. And forget just the inner black woman. Every part of you should be fuming. You put him out and you're done, right? Question mark? Well, you know, still nothing wrong with that. Part two of your letter takes a very sharp and interesting turn, though. You're pregnant now with twins, so that changes everything. It changes everything. And you want to know, what should you do? You have to do, I have to tell you, what's best for you and what's best for your girls and what's best for your unborn twins. That's what you have to do. You have to put aside everything else, really. You say you have forgiven him. You say you've forgiven him. Have you really forgiven him is the question, because if you have forgiven him and you want to move forward.
What'd she say that at?
You don't see right here. I have forgiven him, but it still hurts. I'm pregnant with twins. I have forgiven him. You don't see that? It's right there in the letter. She said she forgave him. You know, it depends.
Oh, I see it. I see
yeah, it depends on how you want to handle it. Yes, did he do something terrible? He made a horrible mistake. You don't have to take him back. There's no rule that says you have to take him back. It's all up to you if you want to take him back. But if you've forgiven him, if you've truly forgiven him, I would think you would take him back and try to rebuild the trust and rebuild a life together. But among anything, you have to tell him about the babies, the twins that you're carrying, because they're also his. Steve?
Well, this is an interesting letter. First of all, ma'am, you have every right to be angry, hurt, betrayed, played, anything else you could have put in this letter. You said after you found out he came to you. Now, you said, here's the part that you got to listen to, men. I guess his feelings were so strong, talking about wanting to have a child, that he did go out and create a new life that is due very soon. He did come and tell me what happened, and my inner man, okay, now, when he came in there to tell you what happened, did he tell you one of two ways? Man, I got to tell you something. I had an affair, and it resulted in this girl is pregnant. Or did he come in and dump it on you saying, I've been wanting to have a kid and you couldn't, and I want a kid more than anything. So since you couldn't, I went out and did what I had to do, or something similar to that. If that's the approach he took, that's the wrong approach, sir. Now, if he came home and told you I had an affair and accidentally and this happened, then y'all got a lot of stuff to deal. Either way, it's tough. He said, sorry, all this here, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm still a little surprised, you know, he want to come back, but you ain't took him back. Then you said you were sick with grief, thought it was going into depression. So you went to the doctor to see if all was well. My Lord is a comedian. Yes, he is. So lo and behold, the doctor told me I'm pregnant with twins. Now, Now she don't want to tell the man because of what he's done to her. This does nothing for the twins. The twins should know who their father is, regardless as to how you feel about him. Right. That message should be clear to all women. You're trying to hurt him by not allowing him to say he see his kids. It not only hurts him, it almost kills the kids. So it's not your job to seek revenge. But are you angry? You should be. Are you hurt? You should be. Are you devastated? Yeah, you should be. But now let me go over a couple of things. Why are you talking about this revenge part of not telling him? You know, you say you miss him and love me, but I cannot truly forgive him and get past it. But you said up in the letter, I have forgiven him. But then you said, can I truly forgive him and get past it? Tell you something I learned from Bishop T.D. Jakes. My man taught me something about forgiveness that I did not know. Forgiveness does not mean that you have to forget.
Right.
And yeah. Forgiveness does not mean that you have to trust. See, once you take that out the equation, okay, what is forgiveness for then? Forgiveness is for you. So now here, let me talk to you. Let's talk about forgiveness. Would forgiving him help you? Would it improve your state of mind by forgiving him? Would it improve your position by forgiving him? And would it move you forward with your plans? Your plans, your position, your plans, your state of mind. I didn't say his. I said you. Answer these questions, ma'am. If any of these questions says forgiving him would improve your state of mind, improve your position, and allow you to move forward with your plans, then forgiveness is in order. That is what forgiveness is. Now, it takes time for a person to rebuild the trust. Absolutely. And you will constantly be reminded of this throughout. Something will happen every time the other baby come over, something like that. But if forgiving him does the most for you, then you should forgive a person. Because forgiveness does not mean you have to forget. And forgiveness does not mean you have to trust. It simply means you're releasing yourself from having to trip on it every time you think about it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.